Hi, this is Steve Barish in the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I hope that we can spend an hour together and talk about detoxification and universal love. The way that I found a way of getting through. The key to this universe law is the offering of true light and unconditional kindness. And what that means basically is that we need to put our minds at rest. We need to allow ourselves to contemplate and allow ourselves to open up to other consciousnesses that will help us along the way. And what I mean about this is that when we have issues with family members or we have issues with friends, what we need to do is use unconditional kindness. Universal law, there is such a thing as universal law. Whatever you put out there, you receive back as same. In other words, if your thoughts are pure and you send that kind of love to somebody, you receive that love back. If you have a problem with a child or you have a problem with a friend, and you're not clear, then the energy that you receive back is not clear. So the way that we can discuss this tonight is to realize that the purer our minds are, the more love that we can put out, the more love that we can project as projector, as thoughts of pure love. And it's really important to realize that we have that kind of power in us to allow us to do whatever you want to call it, God's love, God's work. It's so important to realize that we have that kind of connection and to realize also that that connection is with us all the time. So when we use that kind of energy, when we use that kind of energy to put out pure thought, and what I mean by pure thought is that when you let go, you realize that there's a lot more to us than the levels that we've dealt with before, with yeses and nos and, just different ways of dealing on a human basis of everyday life. The negativity we hear on television, the negativity we hear in the radio, or people that cause Republicans and Democrats to argue back and forth, or whatever the case may be, we need to get past that. We need to ascend to a much higher level of energy, and the way we do that is to allow ourselves to be pure in thought. The way to clear the earth, the way to clear man's ways, is to have more pure thought in our own way, and that way can also help people around us. And I'll explain to you how that works, or at least how I found out how it works. The more information that I receive from heaven, if I keep my mind open, universal law will give you what you need at that particular moment, even though you might be not advanced or advanced, whatever the case may be, we need to learn from each other, even from children, from parents, from our grandparents, whatever the case may be, because thoughts of pure love, thoughts of pure angel thought, I just call it angel thought because what I'm talking about is a higher level of energy. We need to allow ourselves to think of a higher power, the higher power of the Almighty. And we need to allow ourselves to transmute ourselves to that kind of level of energy. It's not hard to do. What we need to do is allow ourselves to think ourselves at a much higher level of energy. And the way to do that is to start thinking in pure thought. Pure thought is not hard to reach what we need to do. If you don't sit down and meditate, what we need to do is allow ourselves to realize that we have the ability that God has given us to be able to reach that thought without too much work. Sometimes it is work. If we want to make it work, it'll be work. If we want to make it easier, it will be easier. Allow yourself to let go of what's not important. Thinking about what you're having for dinner. Think about what your friends are having for dinner. Think about a party. The party that we need to search for is the party of God. And the way we can do that is through thought. Thought processes can be cleared very simply by breathing in a light that's right above us. It's about 4 feet above us. It's a governor. And that governor keeps us pretty clear. It's filtered, so you wouldn't be able to receive the pure light from heaven. But there is a governor above there that will allow you to receive the energy that you need at the level that you are. So what we need to do is to allow ourselves to be cleared and to use that pure thought. And the more pure thought that we receive, the higher the energy levels become. So to allow yourself to use that thought, and this is the way it works, the energy that we use has a significance frequency. And the higher the frequency, the easier energy becomes. So to allow ourselves to free ourselves is to allow the energy to come through as pure as we possibly can. Now, we're all humans. We all make mistakes. We all have the ability to get better. It's given to us every day. We have that promise from heaven. It's mentioned so many times in the Bible. The way that we can do that is to give up our thinking and go to God's thinking. And the way to do that is to start letting go. The more you let go, the more you will detoxify. And how that works is, as the light comes in, and let's say your energy levels are at a 5. I'm just pulling out numbers here. The more thought that you have about letting go, the better off you become in terms of energy. So if your energy levels are 5 and you want to get to 5.5, the more you let go, the higher the frequency will come in. In other words, the more energy that you're letting go, you're receiving energy of love and light unconditionally. So if you allow that energy to come through to you unconditionally, it will allow you to grow at a much faster rate. So the idea of letting go is to let go things that are not important. The things that are important will stay with you. But the highest form of staying is love. Love can become pure thought. It can become so beautiful that the only thing that you can think of in your life is pure love and pure thought. I'm not 100% there, but I'm really working on it as hard as I possibly can. And actually, it's easy as I possibly can. So allowing ourselves to free ourselves, allowing ourselves to feel God within us, is to allow the pure thought of love, the pure consciousness of our Creator, and the cosmic energies above us that are all around us on the earth. I mean, we have this beautiful energy around us. So the more we think about that, the more love we have, the more consciousness that we can feel. It's not a matter if you can think pure thought, but the pure thought that you can think sometimes is no thought. And sometimes that's not so bad, because your mind becomes very, very clear. You can walk into somebody's aura that is of a lower energy and actually change their life forever by taking them up another quarter grade or a half grade by just your pure thought of energy, which is also in your aura. Now, what I've done in the last few days, which seems to be working for me quite well, is I've had some clients in my massage clinic and my energy thoughts. And what I'm doing is basically I'm actually gently blowing energy, pure light into the aura. And what that's doing is taking it from the aura and going into the conscious body and takes it up a level so that the energies can be cleared very easily in the body. Your thoughts have got to be very pure when you're doing this kind of work. So when you're working with somebody and your thoughts are actually on heaven and actually through the person's aura, you're looking at a higher vibrational level of energy, and it's really, really important to allow yourself to take that kind of energy if you want to help somebody and breathe it soulfully and very gently into the aura. As long as that energy is pure and you're not giving not conditional love, I wouldn't do that. But if you're giving unconditional love, if you're surrendering to God and you're using that pure thought, that pure light of energy, and you're blowing that gently into the aura, it actually feels like little sprinklies of light that come through the aura and go into the body of the person. And I've had remarkable results with that in the last few days. I've got a friend of mine, Bob, who I've been massaging, and he's had some traumatic experiences, and that energy just seems to have changed him. So the idea of bringing in those pure thoughts, you can do it through meditation by just actually focusing on nothing. Nothingness will create love that you never even thought possible. What you do is go into a meditative state and think of nothingness. And what happens is the energy that comes through for you is not nothingness, but pure love. So allow yourself a distinctful way of sitting in your thoughts of energy and allowing that process to go through you, and that will actually start to detoxify you. And it's really a unique way of working, and it's absolutely wonderful to use that kind of energy and allow that to process through your body. The more you do that, you're going to find things will be better. The blood will change, the atomic structure will change, the DNA will change, the RNA will change, and your thoughts will change. And that's what I'm talking about, detoxifying. So you can take all the medications you want for detoxification. That's a lovely way of doing it. But unless your mind is pure in thought, or as close as you can become in holiness to pure thought, it means nothing. You can detoxify the body, but your mind has to work before the body. Or you can work with the body and the mind at the same level, if you have that kind of level that you can work with. But the mind has to be pure first. As your mind is clear, your body will become clear. And it's really, really important to focus on that kind of love and energy, because the higher energies of light will cause a tremendous amount of power, and that power can be used lovingly as much as it possibly can to cure you and to be as clear as you possibly can. So allow yourself to use that kind of love and light that is within you and without you. So if you do meditation and you do that kind of energy work, even if you have children, even if you have whatever is going on in your life, even if you don't have a job, even if things are really, really bad for you, nothing can be that serious. Nothing can be that harmful as long as you believe in yourself and the energies that are around you that are unconditional love. And that unconditional love is around you all the time. It's there 24 hours, 365 days a year. We need to focus on that. We wait for Christmas 365 days a year, 364 days a year, we wait for Christmas. And to realize and to know that Christmas is around us all the time, and it's every day. It's every day of our beingness. So allow that, you know, just allow that energy to be around you. that Christmas is not just one day, it's every day, it's heavenly. It's all that we need, it's the grandeur that's around us. So we need to surround ourselves with that kind of love every day. We need to be able to use that kind of energy on human kindness and to know that that loving kindness can be used universally and between us as human beings. So that's what I'm talking about, unconditional light and unconditional kindness. We need to focus on that kind of kindness to allow that to absorb through our body and allow that to be used in great ways of helping people and using it to use the energies that we have. And the pure thought that we have, the more energy is around us and bestowed upon us. So that's what we need to do, and to focus on that kind of love. Eliminating negative thought. What we need to do with negative thought, there's two ways of thought. There is negative and positive. It only works two ways. There's no in-between in terms of laws of the universe. There's either yeses or noes, but there is only unconditional love or not unconditional love. We need to be able to tap into that kind of energy and to use that kind of energy to give us what we need, and to know that God has given us that kind of energy to use without any kind of equivocation. So allowing us to use unconditional love and positive thoughts will create positive thoughts around us. Negative thoughts will create negative thoughts around us. So if you have a problem with drinking, you have a problem with whatever the case may be, think of positive thoughts. Think of things that will help you along the way. God wants us to be as good as we possibly can, because to be able to help somebody, to be able to want to be able to help God, is to be helping ourselves all at the same time. We all have issues. We all have beginnings. We all have pleasures. We all have negative thoughts. But the more negative thoughts that we get rid of, the clearer our minds, the clearer the body, and the clearer our thought. Thought is a process of pure love. If we use the consciousness of pure love, there's nothing that we can't excel to. There are ways of using that in terms of the power that it's giving us to allow us to use it in an extreme way, in terms of getting in touch with multidimensional levels of love. I know that sounds sort of peculiar, but there are certain laws that give us the guide to understand who we are and what we are and how we can become the master of who ourselves are. By opening up to that energy, by opening up to that kind of love, that's what we need to do. And that's really the important part. I know I just got a new pussycat. I haven't ever had a pussycat. I had dogs years ago. The dogs gave me unconditional love. But the most amazing thing is to have the unconditional love of a pet. And it's really amazing how much wonderfulness I get from this little pussycat. That he's really, really a wonderful little pussycat. And it's a she. I just found out through a friend of mine that came to my house and told me there was a she and not a he. And she's really wonderful. So we changed the name from Midnight to a beautiful female name. Her name is Gypsy Rose. So she's really a beautiful cat. She's all black, and she's got these green, gorgeous eyes. And she meows around me, and it just feels wonderful. And it's just wonderful to know that there's that kind of love around us. And it's really amazing that here's a cat that knows nothing but unconditional love, and dogs that know about unconditional love. And here we are, human beings, and not using that unconditional love. Isn't that amazing that we can get more love from a cat sometimes, or a doggy, than we can from people? And the amazing part of that is, please, you know, try to understand that we need to use that kind of unconditional love, because that's what we get back from the universe. Everything that we do and everything that we say comes back to us, either in a good way or not such a good way. So the best thing to do is to have it and use it in a good way. So allowing ourselves to be free, allowing ourselves to have this unconditional love within us, that's really, really important. And it's really fabulous to use. It's really great to use that kind of love around us. And I just think it's wonderful. The best thing I can tell you to do that I found that really works for me is to allow ourselves to sit down and go into a meditation, either allowing ourselves to let go everything. The things that stay with us, why it's a mystery to me is that it's just there. Unconditional love is there when you let go of everything else in your mind. That will come to you. You will find that that's inside of you, and it's really, really important to be able to use that kind of love, to be able to heal people around you, and to be able to heal yourself. Finding out more and more that energies that we have are so important to use and so important to be in touch with that kind of love. It's really beautiful to use. It's just an immaculate way of being. And we need really to use that kind of energy. So the best thing to do is to use unconditional love and allow that to be what's important for us. And so it's really important to realize that we have the ability to get in touch with that. So please, whatever you do, get in touch with that kind of energy. Get in touch with what's important to you. I know that I try to get in touch with it, and I heal a lot of people, and that's what this program is all about. So if anybody needs to call, I'm more than happy to help them and to give them as much love as I possibly can and to heal them as much as I possibly can. So I think allowing yourself the true balance is allowing yourself to understand who you are and how you really work, and the love that we have within inside of ourselves, to be able to get in touch with that kind of intimacy within ourselves. And that intimacy is love. And we need to allow ourselves to realize that we have that ability of getting in touch with that kind of energy. So what I would highly suggest is, let's sit down for a minute and go into a meditative state and see what we can do about meditating and talking about absolute pure love. So if you want to, let's just sit down and relax a minute and get ourselves calm. That's it. And let's just turn on to this energy, allowing ourselves to have this pure thought. That's it. Take in some really good breaths. That's it. What you're going to see is a lot of darkness right now, and what we're doing is getting in touch with the darkness within us and allowing that to go and bringing in purer light. That's it. Just focus. Good. Breathe very deep. You should be able to feel yourself going deeper within yourself. You should be able to feel that your mind is clearer. That's it. Allow yourself to ground yourself. allow things to come to you that need to come to you, you have to remember that when you're in meditation, only goodness will come to you. Only the light will come to you. Keep your thoughts clear. Allow yourself to let go of any thoughts. Allow just energy to come through you, and that will keep your thoughts very pure. That's it. Every time you're breathing in, you're breathing strength and security and love and compassion within yourself. Allow that strength to build up with inside of you that's doing it right now. Allow that energy to come through you. That's it. You should be opening up your gut right now. Things should be opening up within yourself so you can see the pure consciousness coming through to you. That's great. It should be getting much lighter inside of your body. Allow that part of you just to love yourself, because that love is actually coming from within inside of you and reaching outside. Allow that pure consciousness that's within you to go through your complete body. That's it. Allow your mind to open up, keeping your thoughts very open. Let your mind soar with the eagles. Just let it soar. That's it. You should be very grounded. You should be able to feel that groundingness in you. You should be able to feel much deeper strength within inside yourself, because you're within inside yourself as much as you can possibly go right now, and you're completely grounded as much as you can be. Good. That's wonderful. If you have any questions to ask me, please don't hesitate to call. You've got the phone number on the WBBS radio. Give me a call and let me know how you feel. Let's just work out all frustrations. That's it. Just allow things to go. Wonderful. There's a lot of us that are making a connection together. The aura itself is very pure in thought. So attach yourself to the aura. Allow that to be as good as you possibly can. That's wonderful. It's really, really good. Our auras are all attached. There's no separation between us. Everything is connected. So allow that connection to be stronger. Nobody can take something from you. Only you can take something from you. Allow your thoughts to be pure. Allow them to be clean. Be open to the consciousness of energies that are way above you. Eliminate negative thought by putting in positive thought. That's really, really great. You guys are doing absolutely fabulous. That is fabulous. Wonderful. So let's come out of the meditation now. We're coming back up to our own conscious thought in our minds. I hope that feels a lot better for you. You should be coming out of it now. You should be completely grounded as much as you possibly can be. And you should feel an extreme amount of strength that you've never felt before. That's great. Your thoughts should be very profound in terms of being clear. Feels really great to me. Oh, it feels so good. It feels wonderful. Working with 15 million people is just as easy as working with one. It's just absolutely amazing how you can really, really help people and really join them around the world and build strength within everybody around you. It's just so wonderful to give that kind of wonderful, wonderful energy to everybody. Allow yourself to give that strength to even anybody that you know. Allow it to be generous, allowing it to be humble, allowing to use humility. It's so wonderful. Think of a very important word now, compassion. We need to allow ourselves to live with tremendous compassion and tremendous thought. If you want wealth, it'll come to you. If you want whatever you want, think about it. Think about what you want. And wealth doesn't mean money. Wealth could be wealth of friends or wealth of family or wealth. It could mean money, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going with wealth of families and wealth of love for yourself. That's the wealth that we're talking about. When you have wealth of love, when you have wealth of compassion, that's the important stuff in life. If you have that, things will come to you that are so pure and so strong that you'll be blessed many, many times over as long as you're using that kind of love. But think of the thoughts and power that you're receiving just from the love of being connected. Allow the consciousness to soar. That's it. The people that can see energy, you should be able to see colors like you've never seen them before. They should be extremely bright and clear. And your consciousness should be a lot more open to be able to feel that kind of energy. And it's really good to use. By the way, I'm terribly sorry. People have been calling me about projectors and nuclear receptors. I have not had the time to return some of those phone calls. I will try to get to you as soon as I can, I promise you. I've been so busy in other directions right now that I will help you as much as I possibly can. But please give me a few days to get in touch with you. I know some people called me about a week or 2 weeks ago, and I'm trying to return phone calls as fast as I possibly can, but with the amount of phone calls that I'm getting, I can only return a few a day since I'm doing a lot of massage and a lot of energy work within the city, and then I've got people visiting around the country, so it's been rather busy for me, and I'm also healing, so I need to allow myself the time to take care of me and be as gentle as I possibly can while still working on a lot of people at the same time. So, again, please forgive me. I'm trying to do the best that I possibly can to help as many people as I possibly can. So allow me a little time, and I will get back to you. Getting back to the energy, allow yourself to think of yourself and beautiful thoughts that are about you, because everything around us is beautiful. Even the snow in the Northeast here, we're noticing and being in a lot of snow right now, and it's been rather cold. It's 12 degrees outside tonight in Rochester, New York. It's 633, and probably the wind chill factor is probably taking about back probably to 0 degrees. So But allow yourself to realize that even in that cold, there's a lot of beautifulness. Even in the warmth, there's a lot of beautifulness. And we need to allow ourselves to get in touch with that kind of energy. Springtime is a beautiful time of the year when the buds are coming out on the trees and the flowers are starting to bloom. But think of the beautifulness of winter when the trees are being pulled back in terms of the sap. The sap is going back into the ground. The trees are resting. The grass is resting. The flowers are resting. I mean, everything needs a rest. Like we do, there are seasons for resting, and this is one season for resting. Even a lot of the animals are resting, and the squirrels and the bears and all kinds of things that we have are resting right now. So I think the main thing to do is to get in touch with that kind of energy and feel the beautifulness of it. The earth is so beautiful and it's so profound. The love that we have on this planet is just absolutely pure when you start getting in touch with nature. Even in trees itself, the eyes of trees, the trees actually look at us just as well as we look at them. The spirit of the tree, the soul of the tree, looks like us in the center of the tree. It goes between 4 and 6 feet high, and it looks just like us. I mean, you can actually see these things if you want to look deep enough and see what they look like. They look just like us. They don't have arms, but they have a face. They have a body. And the trees, the tree limbs are the limbs or the arms of the tree. I mean, and the eye is absolutely beautiful. The eye is a big eye, and they look at us as well as we look at them, and they give us total love. We're the ones with the difficulty of not being able to use the love that we have within us, and the idea of it is to let go. Whatever happened to us as children or adults, whatever the case may be, and start using the total love within us instead of focusing on something that sometimes can be repaired or can't be repaired. Because when you're getting in touch with the cosmic value of love, there's nothing more powerful. Love by itself can cure. Love by itself can give you everything that you need, the compassion that's within you. You need to get out of the way. I'm going to repeat that again. Get out of your own way. Allow the energies of heaven to come through you. Allow that energy to go through you and clear you without any provocation, without anything. Allow it just to go through you. Think of nothing but pure love, a pure light, a pure consciousness, a pure compassion. To keep our minds clear of that kind and just allow ourselves to use the beautiful part of love, and that's what we need to do. It's not difficult to get in touch with that kind of energy. The difficult part is that we need to allow our minds to expand. To allow yourself to expand, get out of your own way. It's very important to do. If nothing else is said, it's very, very important to get out of your own way. I can't express that enough. And the way to do that is to allow yourself to release yourself of any kind of negativity. The three most powerful things ever were something that was given to me, oh, maybe 35.
Yeah. No, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind, seeing what you got in mind. And now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time.
this is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Barish calling again. I am so sorry. Whatever we did, my phones went deader than a doornail. I think when we start speaking about pure conscious thought and different things of that nature, we get disconnected somehow or other. And so what we'll do is lighten up the show a little bit and talk about something else other than the pure consciousness and pure thought, because my phones went completely dead in my house. So that means that we had some playing around with the phones. I think what we'll talk about tonight for the rest of the show, we have about 11 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, please give us a call in. I'd love to talk to somebody. Maybe we can do some healing. I hope that meditation helped you a lot in terms of energy this evening. But if anybody wants to call in, please don't hesitate. Let's have some fun, and we can talk and heal at the same time. Let me get the phone number for the studio. Please forgive me again. I need to get the phone number here. Let me go back over here for a second, so I can give you the phone numbers to call in. Give me 1 minute, please. Let's see here. Okay. Give me 1 minute here, and we'll get everything all set so we can maybe get some phone calls in here. Yes. Toll free around the world would be 1-888-815-9756. If you would love to call in, I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. Line 1 would be 1-530-327-7602. Line 2 would be 1-530-776-5185. Again, the toll-free number would be 888-815-9756. So if anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy, again, to help you no matter with what. Again, I'm so sorry that my phones went dead. Again, sometimes when we use pure energy, things just get disconnected, and so we'll make it lighter and talk about energy in terms of healing. So please give me a call in. I'm more than happy to help you for the last few minutes while we have it. 6:51. I've got about
six or seven more minutes to go here, and I'm more than happy to help you. The energies that we're using are quite powerful, and my phone's in the house went completely dead, so I don't know if it was the energy that we were putting out coming back and forth or something was being touched. So we're not sure. Yeah, I talked to WBBS Radio, and they're not sure either, other than they know that my phones went completely dead. And they were quite well before I called, and halfway through I called, and then three quarters away, and all of a sudden they went better than a doornail. So anyhow, this evening, what we've been discussing and talking about is pure light, pure love, pure energy. And what we want to do is see if we can help you in terms of healing. So don't hesitate to give us a call. We're more than happy to help you out as much as we can and see what we can do for you. What we can talk about, actually, is the connection of Fred Bell's nuclear receptor. We're going to have a show out in California in February. I'm going to be with Fred. We're going to be discussing the nuclear receptor, the projectors, and the projectors that we wear. And they're really a lot of fun to use. I know I've had one for about 10 years now, and I've graduated from the projector of silver into a projector of pure platinum, which is as high as we can go with the projector, and it seems to be pretty powerful and a lot of fun to use. Consciously, I've made a connection with the projector. I've been able to go through the back of the projector to the front of the projector and to be able to see what's happened. So it's really a lot of fun to do and a lot of good energies to use. So they're really a lot of fun and really, really do work. If you want to project the energy and you want to receive things, I'll tell you what happened with me. I went and took a friend of mine to Social Security, and she wanted to get a Social Security card. And what happened was we went in, and they were out of their computers. The computers had stopped working. And I got them to turn on with a matter of seconds just by saying, "Please, computer, turn on." And that seemed to work really well. So there are things to do with the projectors, and as long as you're kind, you'll get kindness back. So it's really a lot of fun to use. And if you have the ability of buying a projector and you have a nuclear receptor, you'll have to wear a nuclear receptor before you can wear the projector. The nuclear receptor actually will clear the DNA, the RNA, different things of that nature that will help you tremendously to move forward. So you can check with Dr. Fred Bell on WBBS Radio. He's on Thursday nights. He hasn't been on the last couple of weeks because of the holidays, but I am his co-host, and we will discuss the nuclear receptors, and hopefully we'll have some guests on at some level, and we'll be able to have a lot of fun. So that's really important for us to do and to let you know that we do love you and that we give you as much as we possibly can over the air without being disconnected like I was this evening. So remember that we're using a tremendous amount of energy and a tremendous amount of love, and hopefully we'll be able to have some fun with that. But it's already 6:56, so I'm going to need to really sign off here. I just want to thank a couple people, Dr. Fred Bell, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and I'm going to give Valerie a phone call tonight. She's really a wonderful person. She has a program on Tuesday evenings at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And her shows are really, really great. So you can listen to her, and I think it would be very profound for you to tune into that, because their energies are so sweet and so loving. But anyhow, thank you so much for listening this evening, and I hope to see you again soon. So take care of yourselves, and I'll send you a lot of love and light this week. And have a wonderful New Year's, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.